But we said to them when they were little, don't run in church. Why not? Well, you might say because they could bump into someone and knock them over. I'm good with that. Why don't you just take them to a different hallway and say, run in this one when it's empty? Come on. How many of you have ever said to a kid, hey, don't run in church? Oh, yeah, yeah, like three of us. Of course. Only three. You ever say that? Well, of course we said it. Why? Well, it's disrespectful. It's the Lord's house. You know better than that. You got the theology. Ain't the Lord's house any more than anything else is the Lord's house. It's all the Lord's house. You brought the Lord's house in here with you this morning. You got the Lord's house out of bed. Hopefully you stuck it in the shower. You dried it off. You got your clothes on. You put something in it. Amen. You know your theology. Well, it's respect. Respect? If it's a good heart and they run well, that might actually be what God designed them to do. Go watch Chariots of Fire again. Why don't you just tell them, hey, you know what, check that hall. If it's empty, run in this one. And when you get back, let me tell you the best thing I love about Jesus. No. Because what we want is behavior that makes us feel comfortable. I remember what we went through when we started establishing smoking areas around our church. I'd not been to... Oh, well, I actually had. The first church that we were part of in Arkansas, after services, we had a designated smoking area. It wasn't any sign. It was just the steps out back. And some of you know what that was like. Get done with the amen and go smoke with the deacons. But see, now in our sophisticated world, now that we know smoking's bad for you, we don't want any smoking. But you know what we figured out at our church? If you've got someone that spent 30 years destroying their life with cocaine, smoking might be the smallest problem they've got. And when people are crawling on bloodied hands and knees where the Lord has done everything He can to rescue them from the disaster of Satan, and then we tell them, you better behave around here, they don't have a chance.